A lot of people have been asking me for a while now how I built a seven-figure business as a course creator. For those of you who don't know me, I run a company called Produce Like a Boss, which is a business that teaches musicians how to produce from home and monetize their skills through paid online courses and a community. Now, building this business has been one of the most rewarding, expansive, and profoundly meaningful things I've had the opportunity to do in my life to this date. So I am beyond excited to talk about my process with you. So let's dive in. When I made my first online course in 2019, I had no idea what I was in store for. Honestly, I was a music producer who had been helping people one-on-one in my home studio. And when someone mentioned that I was good at teaching and that I should make an online course, I kind of shrugged it off at first because I was so busy actually doing the thing, which is producing music. And also, I don't have a teaching degree. I barely know music theory, so I didn't even feel qualified to teach. But it did come up like several times in 1 week. And so I took that as a sign from the universe and I decided to go for it. Now, to my surprise, this little online course business hit over $300,000 in its first year and $1 million in revenue before the end of year two. So what I thought was going to become a side hustle quickly became a new booming business for me, thrusting me into a journey of self-discovery, entrepreneurship, leadership, and massive growth. Now, like I said, I had no idea it would grow this fast. When I did my first beta launch, I figured maybe a few people would sign up. But after closing the sale on the last day, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw that I had generated $14,000 in 1 week. Stroke of good luck, I thought, too good to be true. But then the next launch did $65,000 in a week, then $100,000 on the next launch, then over $220,000 on the next launch. There was actually a point where my mom actually asked me if what I was doing was legal. Now, I'm opening by talking about numbers because I want you to know that this is possible, okay? And that I've got a few notches on my belt in this business, and that if you're interested in creating online courses, I've been where you're trying to go. And I made my first $14,000 in the first 30 days. But honestly, being a business owner is so much more than sexy paychecks. The fact that I get to serve a community of people whose lives are changed by me sharing my own wisdom and knowledge, there's almost no words to describe it. It's beyond a dream job, right? So recently I did an episode on finding purpose, which you can watch by clicking the link above. But let me tell you, while I believe we all have our own purposes and even multiple purposes in life on the way to our purpose, I believe we all have one collective purpose, and that is to help uplift each other and raise the collective consciousness. So that's why I love being a course creator, and that's why I'm passionate about teaching you how I built my business. So let's rewind for just a second. Before I started this business, I was actually a freelance musician. And I felt really blessed to be able to say that because not a lot of musicians can make money with their music. But by the same token, I was constantly hammering away in the studio. And sometimes I would work 12 hours a day balancing different clients for different projects. And I was always behind the eight ball because I was constantly trading my time for money. That's what the freelance life is all about. Someone hires you to do a job and you do it and you get paid for the scope of that work. But the issue here is that there's only so many hours in a day. So you really cannot scale that type of business because you can't duplicate yourself and you can't put more hours in the day. So sure, I had some mailbox money, also known as passive income from royalties and licenses, but it wasn't enough to live off of. So when I created my first course and I was able to sell it over and over again without having to do any additional work, that's when I really discovered the value of passive income, which is essentially making money while you sleep. So I realized I had discovered an even better dream for myself outside of being a freelance musician, which was to work less, make more, and help others. Now, another thing that happened during this time was I realized my calling as a teacher when I started making educational content. The funny thing is, I actually hated being on camera before I started making courses. Seriously, as a musician, I dreaded shooting any kind of content. Like, I hated social media. I hated making music videos. I would not ever be caught dead taking a selfie. And I would barely even promote my shows because I just didn't feel aligned marketing myself for some reason. It always felt like something I had to do, right? But then something amazing happened. The second I turned on the camera to do my first instructional video where I was teaching something, I came alive. And all of a sudden, this personality and this passion and even the clarity in which I speak, it just clicked. And people were starting to tell me things like, oh, wow, you're really great on camera and you're such a good teacher. And I was like, wait, what? Like, who is this person? But that's how alignment works. You know, when it's right, it just feels right. Now, another change that I noticed was when I was in the music business, I was always looking out for my next win. When am I going to get another client? What show will I get my music into? It was all about me. See, I was in survival mode, but I was also the hero on my own hero's journey. But once I started teaching, something shifted. All of a sudden, my wins were no longer as exciting as my students' wins. Like literally, I would get an email that I got my music into another TV show and I'd be like, oh, that's cool. But then I would hear that a student got a win like that and my heart would soar. So I realized that I had reached this new turning point in my life where I was no longer the hero in the hero's journey. I was actually the guide. So the beautiful thing about all of this is not only was I making substantially more income, but I was making an impact and giving back to my community, all while creating more time freedom for myself. Talk about a win-win-win, right? So besides going from being the hero to the guide, I also transitioned from being a freelancer who traded her time for money, also known as an independent contractor, to becoming an actual entrepreneur. So one of my favorite things about online courses is that we are part of a movement called the creator economy. Now, the creator economy refers to the ecosystem that supports independent content creators to earn money from their creations online. So whether you're a teacher, a gamer, an artist, a musician, or a chef, or pretty much any creative pursuit, this creator economy allows individuals to turn their passions into careers outside of the traditional employment structures. So here's the thing, I'm not classically trained as a musician. I didn't even graduate high school, let alone go to college. But clearly, that doesn't mean that I can't help people. In fact, a lot of my students who have gone to fancy, expensive music schools say that they learn more from my courses. And this is the value of the self-education system and online courses. And I really think this is why it's become a billion-dollar industry. People are no longer at the mercy of the traditional education systems, which force us to learn things we don't really care about from somebody who hasn't necessarily achieved the goals that we're going after. But with online courses, people can now go directly to the source and learn from experiential teachers that have been where they're trying to go. And they don't have to learn a bunch of stuff that's irrelevant to what they're trying to do. Now, the best part is you don't need to know everything or even have a degree. You simply need to be a few steps ahead of the people that you're helping. And what's even better is you can make about 10 times, if not more, what you would make teaching out of school. Okay, so by now you might be thinking, okay, but how did you do it? What did you do? So when a publisher friend of mine suggested that I build an online course, I simply asked myself, what is the result I'm trying to get for somebody? Where are they and where are they trying to go? Now, at the time, like I said, I was a music producer. And since I got pretty good at making demos, and a lot of songwriters, including me, would keep song ideas on our phones as rough like work tapes, I actually made a course called From Voice Memo to Demo to help my fellow singer-songwriters learn how to produce. Shortly after, I read a few books on marketing and I learned that the way to build an audience was to do free trainings. Kind of like how they pass out samples at the mall hoping to get you to eat at their stand in the food court. So after your free training, then you make an offer to buy your course. Also, you trade your free training in exchange for an email, which helps you to build your list. Now, I actually love that this is where modern marketing is at. Rather than having to buy something from someone and hope that you like it, businesses now lead with generosity, giving you the ability to test them out first so that you can decide if you want to commit. Kind of like dating before you ask somebody to marry you. So after I discovered that, I decided to start doing these live 5-day boot camps. And during those 5 days, I broke down my training into bite-sized bits that would over-deliver on value and get people a result over those 5 days. This also let people know that they could trust me and gave them a feel for my teaching style. Then on the final day, I would make an offer to work with me on a deeper level by buying my course. Now, these boot camps were wildly successful and very, very fun, and they brought in hundreds of new students at a time. So with a price point for a course of $497 to $997, you can see how the numbers add up to six-figure launches and a seven-figure business kind of quickly. You know, it's funny, a lot of people think having a six-figure business is super, like, high up there and unattainable, but really, it's only getting 100 people to pay you $1,000 for something. It's kind of interesting when you think of it from that perspective. Like, what other industry can teachers, creatives, and artists, or any expert for that matter, make that kind of money helping other people? For example, if you're a musician and you're relying on streams from Spotify, you'd have to get 20 million to 30 million streams to make $100,000. Crazy, right? And by the way, when it comes to these free trainings, if you're thinking, oh gosh, I hate those, right? I hate webinars. I know it can be annoying when you sign up for something that's advertised as free. And then when you get there and it's all fluff and then they tell you, oh, you got to pay to get the real value by buying their course. I am not down with that, okay? I believe in free trainings, but I believe in over-delivering and then showing people your teaching style so that they know that they can trust you. Then once you've delivered and you've kind of proven yourself, you can invite someone to work with you on a deeper level. Because realistically, you can only cover so much in a free training, right? So doing free trainings like this in exchange for an email and then making an offer after was how I was able to build my list and sell my courses. Not only that, putting on a free training like this that's actually packed full of value builds your brand. You know, a lot of people think that a brand is logos and fonts and images and colors, but it's so much more than that, okay? A brand is a reputation. It's like what people say about you when you're not in the room, right? So a reputation is going to get built based on how people perceive you and how they feel about you. So the takeaway from that is be good to your people. Not everyone is going to be ready to pay you right away, and some will consume your free content for a while before they ever buy. And there's some that will never buy. That's kind of how a funnel works, and that's okay. The people who do buy become your customers, which drive the revenue for your business. So at the end of the day, money is simply a result of value. And if you focus on how you can help others, the money truly follows. So next, I want to talk about how I did things differently from most content creators that I know. So as you can tell from my story so far, I didn't start by creating free content on social media and trying to build an audience that way first. I started by creating a course first. And once I created the course, my enthusiasm about it became like this rocket fuel on my sales. You see, marketing is simply sharing how your product can help someone. And sales is simply acting like you believe in what you're selling. So literally, it's manufactured conviction. And while you can learn marketing and selling, nothing beats authenticity. So when you make something you know works and can help people, you have a competitive advantage because you don't have to tap into fake beliefs, okay? You just believe in your stuff because you know that it works. This is what happened for me. Most creators begin by making free content, trying to build their brand up on social media and YouTube. And in the best case scenarios, they succeed, gaining tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of followers because they have some sort of value that they're providing that makes people follow them. And that's awesome. But as sexy as a high follower count is, it doesn't necessarily pay the bills and it doesn't necessarily make a healthy business. Even if views are bringing in AdSense money, you can't control the algorithm. You don't own the platform. And we all remember what happened to MySpace. So being a content creator that relies on social media platforms alone for monetization is actually a very unhealthy business model. In fact, many creators I've met in my industry who have a large following, some even up to a million followers, have confessed to me that they're not making much money at all. And they've asked me how I do the revenue I do in my business. And even if they do have a product, they really have no idea how to market it or sell it. Now, the other way I see things done in the industry is people are chasing the dream of being an entrepreneur. And they hear that information products are the way to do that. So they dive deep into funnel land, learning everything they can about marketing and funnels, making their course sort of an afterthought. So oftentimes they do market research and they try to make something that's trending or that they think will sell. Now, the problem here is that it's sort of a rat race because anyone can look at market trends and everyone's chasing them. So this is once again where authenticity takes the cake. I'm not saying that market research isn't valuable, but if you're only in the game to make what you think will sell, you're literally taking the most competitive and the hardest path to success. Because genuine enthusiasm, belief, and excitement about what you're creating is a superpower. You know, the energy of excitement itself is so powerful and magnetic. And so this is where I did things differently than most. I took the path of creating what I wish existed in the world first. Then I started learning how to market it. There's a saying in business, the better your product is, the less good you have to be at marketing. And the better your marketing is, the less good you have to be at selling. So if you're struggling to create content, it might be because you haven't created a body of work, AKA a course, yet that defines who you are and how you serve, which would be what gives you the excitement to communicate that, which would be good marketing. And this also goes for building a brand. The other day on Instagram Threads, I noticed that Alex Hormozi made a post that said, if you're struggling to sell your product, it's because you're focused on making money and not on your vision. And for those of you who don't know Alex Hormozi, he's like the Mac Daddy in the marketing and business world right now. So my question is, what is your vision? What do you wish existed in the world? If you're thinking of creating a course or building an online business, what's the transformation you had that you're dying to help others with? So doing market research and doing the whole market and sell it before you build it thing, it's a path for sure. But I don't actually believe it's the path for the creative entrepreneur. As creatives, we are innovators, we are trailblazers, and we are channels. And we have the ability to create what has not yet been created. You know, Henry Ford was quoted as saying, if I had asked the market what they wanted, they would have asked for a faster horse. He was a creator. He was an innovator. And so he started with an idea first and then built something great. When we start with marketing first, we waste valuable energy trying to conjure up emotions like excitement and conviction when we can get that naturally by creating something great that we really believe in. I even see marketers selling courses on how to build an online business using terminology like anyone can make an online course. It doesn't even matter if you don't know what you want to make a course on. Just buy my course to teach how to make courses. And then you'll be rich like me. Okay, maybe they don't say it exactly that way, but that is the vibe that they're giving. So here's the deal. I'm not on the whole everyone should make a course bandwagon. But I do think if you're a creative, whether you're a teacher, a healer, a speaker, an author, or any creative individual, and that you've got value to give because you've had a transformation in your life and you want to make a course, well, then yeah, I think you should. At the end of the day, everything is energy, right? So if you make a course just because it's trending or you're chasing money, you're gonna have to work a lot harder to sell it. It's not impossible. A lot of people do this, right? But it's gonna be a lot harder. So the only thing I can do is teach from my own experience. And if you're learning from me, here's my advice. Find something that you're really excited to teach and leverage the power of your authentic enthusiasm to sell it. It's a game changer. Now, another thing I did differently is I actually made a product suite, meaning I created several courses for my audience. My first course was geared towards beginners. My next course was geared towards intermediates. And the last one was geared towards those who are ready to go pro. So I teach everything from building the skill to building the business, right? So, and I made a bunch of little mini courses in between. But all that to say, they don't actually encourage this in the marketing world. Most people will tell you to make one thing and then try to scale it. Once again, this is also a path, but as a multi-passionate creative, that wouldn't have felt aligned for me. First of all, I would have got bored because I'm always creating, right? And I'm always growing. And my audience is growing with me too, so I think they would have got bored. But after the release of my first product, my people were hungry for me to take them to the next level. And since I had the experience and the knowledge to do that, I did. Now, this is also the benefit to going all in on your product and making something great, okay? Because this shows your audience that you really care and it really builds trust, right? So I always say it's way easier to sell to somebody who's bought from you before and has had a positive experience than it is to go and get a new customer. Even as a freelance musician, so much of my business was repeat business. So while the rest of the tail chasers in the marketing world are trying to scale average products, I'd rather make something extraordinary, blow my audience away, keep making cool shit for them, and continue to grow my business. So before we get to wrapping up today's episode, I want to talk really quickly about how marketing tactics almost killed my business. So after the first year of selling courses, I couldn't believe the results we were getting. I was like, oh my gosh, I felt like I was living in a dream. But then one day I thought to myself, well, if I could do this without knowing anything about marketing, I wonder what I could do if I learned how to do this the right way. And I'm putting air quotes on the word right. So what did I do? I went into the rabbit hole of funnel land. I started buying a ton of online courses and done-for-you templates and basically gobbled up every book on marketing I could get my hands on. I now refer to this time period as the time I learned myself stupid. I started using templates that I thought would sell my courses, and I even invested in other people to write my copy and build my sales pages. And guess what? The results didn't come anywhere close to what I did when I just built from authenticity. And I hired the best in the industry. Now, this isn't any shade to them because they're really good at what they do. It's just a testament to the power of magic over tactics. And when I say magic in this context, I just mean authenticity, alignment. There's an energy there and it's magnetic. In retrospect, I actually probably would have seen a larger ROI on my money if I had put it towards ads. But hey, you live and you learn. So now you might be thinking, but Chris, I need help with marketing and copywriting. I'm so bad at it. And this is where I disagree. I thought I was bad at marketing too, but here's the thing. Most people don't have a marketing problem. They have a product problem. So when you build something great, marketing just becomes a natural extension of it. Like, could you imagine if you went to film school and they taught you how to make a film and how to sell it in the same class? They don't do that because you need to build the skill first. And making content is a skill, and making courses is a skill. So if you change your mindset from how do I get this to make me money to how can I make the best course that I can with the goal of helping people get the transformation that they need, I promise you, you will get results beyond your wildest dreams. There's a quote by Zig Ziglar that says, you can have everything you want in life if you just help other people get what they want. Money is a result of the value that you give to the world. It's as simple as that. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. At the time of shooting this, I'm actually gearing up for a live free training I'll be doing February 21st at 10 a.m. PT called Seven-Figure Secrets to Authentic Course Creation. Now, this is perfect for you if you have an idea, or you've been thinking of maybe you have a couple ideas and you want to turn it into a course. Or maybe you have a brand. Maybe your social media has actually taken off, or you have a YouTube channel, but you don't have a course to sell yet. Or maybe you have a course and it's not selling, or it's sold and people aren't getting good results and it needs a facelift. This is also for you if you're living that freelance lifestyle and you're working with people one-on-one, or maybe you're a music teacher and you're doing lessons one-on-one and you want to get your time back. And it's also for you if you're doing one-on-one, but you want to impact more people. That's a beautiful thing about having online courses is we love to help people one-on-one, but imagine if you had something on demand that you could then sell while you're asleep and be helping people while you're asleep. That's pretty amazing too. This is also for you if you've just been thinking about creating a course, but you're not really sure where to start. I always kind of laugh when people are like, oh, is it a course on how to make courses? And I'm like, well, yeah, but do you know how to make a course? And of course, this is for you if you want to tap into your authenticity and your unique gifts to make a difference in the world through online course creation. And this is for you if modern marketing tactics about online business or course creation feel icky to you, and when you try them in your business, they aren't working. So I'm going to drop a link here in the description. Right now, the link is chrisbradley.com/7, the number 7, 7-figure secrets. And I hope to see you there. Till next time, create what you wish existed in the world. See ya. Everything is always working out for me. Speaking dreams into existence, turning words into reality. Attracting out on hell to chase, magnifying every way. I am the master of my